Good morning. How are you guys doing? Good? You're all warm and toasty? I just want to open in prayer, so let's just bow our eyes. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for being here today, Lord God. Thank you that we can just receive from you, learn more about the gospel, and learn how to share the message. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So, who was here last week? Show of hands. Last week, awesome. Most of you. Last week we learned about motivation. Finding our motivation to share. Why do we share the gospel? And there was four reasons. First of all was God's love for us and God's love for the lost. So the lost people need love, and that's why we share. The second one is compassion, because we love our friends that are lost, yes? Yes, you love your friends, yes? The third reason was obedience to God, because God says, go out and reach the lost. The fourth was hell. Hell is a scary place, and we don't want our friends there. And the last reason was urgency. It's urgent. What if your friend dies tomorrow and they didn't know? Exactly. So that's our motivation. Today, we're going to be learning about mastering our message one. Because next week, we're learning about mastering our message two. So this is a two-week series. Now, here's a sharing activity you're going to do around your table. So let's say you have 30 seconds to live, right? That's a bit challenging. 30 seconds to live. How would you share the gospel in 30 seconds? So your friend is in the hospital bed. He's sick. He's about to die. In 30 seconds, what would you say to them to share the gospel? Share it with your people at your table. All right. Can you get one person to come up and share the gospel to me in 30 seconds? One person. Anyone. Mdu, come. Woo! Let's clap for Mdu. You volunteered. Come. Abuse. Anybody else want to volunteer to come? 30 seconds. What would you say? Someone from this front table. Peter. Awesome. Yes. Guys, let's clap for Peter as he comes up. Woo. Go, Peter.
Hi, guys. So as we know, we only have 30 seconds, so you can't waste time. I'd probably say, do you want to live eternally? After this, this person, the Savior, can save you.
Right. So if you were here last week, you know that we're doing the Shine series, right? And there's videos, and it's really exciting. We're following the lives of these teenagers and their journey. And today, they're going to be riding bikes. So let's watch. Awesome. Who would do mountain biking like that? The front table. Anybody? Looks like fun. I would really love to do mountain biking. Look like super awesome. So, question. Why do we do fire drills? Because you want to? Maybe? Another answer. Why do we do fire drills? We do it in case something's going to happen, in case there's a fire. It's like practice. And it's the same with the gospel. Today we're doing our gospel drills because we want to be able to be prepared in case we find a non-believer. We want to be prepared because in case something happens, we want to know what to say. So today we're doing our gospel drills. Isn't that awesome that we had the fire drill on the same day as our gospel drills? Right, so this is a sort of system that we can use to make sure we get the whole gospel, we don't leave anything out. It's easy to remember, and we're going to practice that today. Isn't that awesome? Yes. So if you look down there, we've got gospel going down. We've got one word to remember, and then we've got the whole sentence. So going down, we've got God, our sins, paying everyone life, right? So that's not too difficult to remember. It's the gospel acronym. And then the full sentence says, God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by human efforts. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. So we are going to learn the six words. You guys ready? So we're just going to read them together, first of all. So, first word, who can remember? God, it's there. Second word, our. Third word, sins. Fourth word, fifth word. You guys have got this. Why am I here? Right, so it is God, our sins, paying everyone life. Let's do it one more time. Wow. You people are awesome. You've got this. God, our sins, paying everyone life. So, we're going to take 30 seconds, share that with your partner. Go. Just the words. Yes. Now do the other way around, other partner. God, our sins, paying everyone life. Awesome. So that was the easy part, right? Now we're going to do the sentences. Who knows the sentences? All six. Oh, wow. People are prepared. Okay, so the first sentence says, God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. Okay, so you're going to do it. I'm not going to say anything. Go.
Okay.
All right, don't say it again. Right, now I want you guys to do it. Just do it by memory. Can you do it? Go. Wow, you guys have got this. God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. There it is. You guys have got this. You know the acronym, you know the gospel words, you know the sentences. So I just want you to take turns in your small group, pair up with somebody, take turns to share the gospel message, share it with passion, and like the person said in the movie episode, you don't have to know it like perfectly and say the words, just the words. You can add things like the girl did. She added a couple of words. You put your own twist to it so that you don't sound like a stuck record, that you sound like somebody who's saying it with passion, saying it with purpose. So in your pairs, share the gospel with one another. All right, let's just do it one more time together. God, our sins, paying your, I skipped one. Let's start again. So, first of all, God created us to be with him. Our sins cannot, paying the price, everyone, and life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. Ooh, guys, give yourself a round of applause for learning all that. Guys are amazing. So, now that we know the gospel, we've done the drills, it's time to actually go out and share the gospel. Because we can say here, be sitting here every Sunday, like, we know the gospel, but we're all Christian. We actually have to go out and share the gospel. Yes? Yes? So, I encourage you this week to have one gospel conversation. Just one. It's not a big, like a lot. You're not doing 10. We're not going out and every single day you have to do 10 gospel conversations. What is a gospel conversation? It's taking time to speak to someone and share the gospel. It's not difficult. And people may not accept that, but that's okay. You've had your conversation. So just one conversation. It's not a lot to ask. And maybe next week, just if you can, speak to one of the leaders about your conversation. Tell them how it went. Did people accept it? Did you share the gospel with them? Did you not get anywhere? Did you start get to the first word and they rejected you? Share it with us. And next week we're going to be, I'll get to the slide just now. Next week we're going to be continuing with the gospel message. We're going to learn more about that. And now let's just pray. Thank you, Lord God, that we can come to church on this beautiful, cold winter morning, Lord God. Thank you that we can just learn more about you and learn about the gospel, Lord God. Thank you that we have the tools to go out and share the gospel, Lord God. And all we have to do is now take initiative, be a bit bold, and go out, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Help us to have an amazing week this week, Lord God. Help us to just get this gospel going, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So as I said, next week we're going to be mastering our message 2. So this was part 1. Next week is part 2. It's going to be awesome.